Pamitzia Perk Tess Mishnah Yud Beis Echad Schar Adam, whether it's wages for a human being, Echad Schar Behema, or paying for the use of an animal, Echad Schar Kalim, or paying for Kalim, any case of renting any of these things, Yeshbo Mishum Biyomo Titein Scharo. All of these cases, there's an isser to hold back wages to either the person that you're hiring or the person that owns these things. The drasha is, the Rav says, when the Torah says lo sol and pula sachir, it's any type of pu'ula that's with you, any type of thing that can do work that's with you, even a behema or kelim. V'yesh bo mishum lo sol and pula sachir itcha ad boker. And not only is it included in the pasuk of paying the same day, there's also an isser of lo sol and pula sachir. All these cases, there's a lav if you don't pay on time. Masai, when does this apply? Bizman shetvo. That's only when the worker or the person that owns these things requests payment for them. Loitfo, but if he doesn't request any payment, ain't no overlove. You're not over. Himcho is like a lotion of passing on or sort of like delegating the payment to somebody else. So himcho eitzel chanvanu eitzel shulchani. You made the payment with the agreement between the worker, you, and the chanvani, like Tversol points out. Everybody agreed that the way you were going to do it was where this guy was going to work for you, but you, let's say, had a shopkeeper, or Eitzel Shulchani, or you had a money changer, and these guys that you do business with, they were going to be the ones that paid your worker. So you sort of delegated payment, you put the payment that the person would be paying would not be you, you wouldn't be the person paying this worker, rather your chenvani or shulchani would, from the work that you do with them. Ain't a oivra love. And now the guy works, and he demands payment, and the chenvani doesn't pay him right away, or the shulchani doesn't pay him right away, you're not over the iser. Like the Rav says, the Torah says itcha. And the drasha is itcha, and not if you put it on a chenvani to pay him. Sachir, the laborer, bizmano nishba v'noito. During the time that he's supposed to collect, he swears and he collects. Even though that, with the shvuas of the Torah, the person, not that's demanding the money, but the other one that's holding the money, he's the one that usually swears and he becomes potter. Here there's a takanas chachamim that the worker, the laborer, he's the one that swears, because in this case, the balabayas is very torrid with his inyanim, he's busy with his work, and it's possible that he made a mistake, that he thought that he paid him, but he didn't. But that's only bizmano, where in that case, the balabayas wouldn't be over an iser diaraisa. Over zmano, once the time passes, einu nishba v'noito, then we don't allow the socher to swear and take, because now there's a chazakah that the balabayas is not going to be over the Issur D'oraisa of Lo Solin. So he's going to for sure remember if he paid or not. So therefore the Mishnah says, Avrazmano einu nishba v'noitel. He doesn't swear once the time passes. He doesn't swear and collects. So here the balabayas makes a shvuas heses and he becomes pater, like the Tversol says. Im yesh edim shetvo, but if there are edim that saw that the socher demanded, requested the money, hareze nishba v'noitel. The socher makes a shvua and takes it. So what's the case here? So Taisenta brings the rush where, let's say, a schir yom, he gets paid the whole night afterwards. So he has edim that he demanded money at the end of the night, or sometimes during the night. So when can the schir yom make this shvua now and take it? If he says, hey, I have edim that I demanded it during the time, when can he then make the shvua and take the money? That's a machlokes rishonim. Some learn that it's only one day afterwards, meaning just the next day. So for example, if he worked during the day and he's supposed to get paid at night and he has edim that during that night he had a tviya on him, he demanded the money with edim, he can only collect the next day afterwards. Some Rishonim learn that he has a much longer time period. Lech HaShlomo brings the Rambam that it seems that even after 12 months, if as long as he made a tviya with edim during the time that he was supposed to, he can even collect it after 12 months. And Mishnah ends, Ger Toshav Yeshbo Mishum Biyomo Titein Scharo. A Ger Toshav is a guy that's Makabal Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach and he eats Nevelos. There is a mitzvah of Biyomo Titein Scharo, but Vein Bo Mishum Loisolim Pulo Socher Ad Itcha Ad Boker. But there's no lav if you don't pay him that day of Loisolim. Because like the Rav says, the beginning of the Pasuk says, Re'acha. And the drush is Re'acha and not a Ger Toshav.